Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Blogging Tips Tuesday podcast for January 30th, 2018. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include new head-to-head caching test underway, why your host type and traffic matter to vet the info you read about caching, what's new in our DIY SEO content audit side challenge, the date for the next DIY SEO workshop on global site and page SEO, how to track outbound link clicks in Google Analytics, why you need to disable XML RPC to prevent a DDoS attack, why I issued an update tutorial to Cloudflare's IP firewall settings, why designers must learn how to properly secure a site, an insightful recap of the major Google announcements from 2017, how to easily create marketing videos from still images, 5 fun things you didn't know you could do with Food Gallery, 6 reasons why you should be using SVG images, and happy 15th birthday to WordPress. So let's dive in. In Blogging happenings, yes, I've been quiet lately, and yes, I've been up to something. I've been neck deep in new caching plugin tests. You know, I finished the WP Rocket test, and I decided that while I had test sites on 3 different server types set up, this would be a great time to do new caching plugin tests. The last ones I did were in 2016, and things have changed at host and with plugins. Now, my level 6 webmasters have been seeing the full test result reports I've been doing as I go. And now I've got a spreadsheet that is definitely telling the tale of which caching works best on which host server type. You know, there's no such thing as one best caching plugin or setup. If you're reading speed test or caching reviews and they don't disclose the following things like host server type, the site type, the theme, and the content, and the volume of traffic, then I'd be suspicious of the test or review. I'm not kidding. Don't believe these things unless you can properly vet what all is being included in the test. You will not be able to replicate the results if your situation is different. That's why I set up a real-world blog post on 3 different server types, including Apache with an A2 Hosting Swift account, Apache with Nginx at SiteGround on the GoGeek account, and Lightspeed on A2 Hosting with and without Turbo. Speed and cache enhancements work differently on these different server host types. That's why I pay for 3 different hosting accounts, so I can accurately run tests. And if you have over 10,000 hits a day to your site, you need to set up caching differently than folks who are getting less traffic than that. And if you're on VPS or dedicated server, you have different settings available to you than folks who are on shared servers, and that's at any host. So be careful of what you believe when you read any type of speed test, including best caching solutions. And you know I'll have a non-geek speak post for you when I'm done. I've got an update for you on the content audit side challenge. You know, me and my fellow DIY SEOers keep plugging away at clearing up our 404s in Google Search Console. I'm also taking us on a side challenge to do a full content audit with me as I take Blogging through that process. I want to thank one of my clients for turning me on to the WP All Export plugin as a super way to create a spreadsheet of all my posts, pages, images, and more. I'll be making a video tutorial on how to set up different reports, as there are a lot of choices with the free version of this plugin and even more with the pro version of it. I found a configuration in the free version that will be uber helpful for flagging content to be deleted, including the images that are attached to them. And with it all in a spreadsheet, I can also flag content that I want to rework and bring forward again or cull into a super helpful set of resources. And we're switching gears for our next live workshop in the DIY SEO course. Now we start covering the sexy side of SEO with our global site and page elements. So mark your calendar now for Thursday, February 8th at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. I sent out an email to all members with all the Zoom meeting info this past weekend, and you can find it anytime at the top of your member dashboard. Do you ever wonder exactly what outbound links folks click on your site? You can't track that directly in Google Analytics, but I found a little script that goes in the footer that tracks it as an event. Now, you do have to do a couple of steps to put the info of which links were clicked on which page or post, but it does give a clear picture of what's happening with outbound links on your site. And it's easier than setting up Google Tag Manager, which is the way they would like for you to do it. I'll be meeting with a client later this week to see if this new script can replace what she's tracking via Jetpack stats, because we want to get that off her site and close that XML RPC security hole it requires to be open to talk to Automattic where the stats are held. And you know, XML RPC is an input-output layer for your site to talk to the outside world. It used to be a thing of beauty as an intra-communication system for WordPress sites to let each other know they were linking to you via trackbacks and pingbacks. But then hackers got a hold of it, and it's still their favorite way to do a brute force attack on your login page. So for the past 4 years, I've been advising folks to turn it all the way off. You can read a post I've got linked for you in the show notes for more info on what turning it off can affect and whether you want it all the way off, halfway, or leave it on at your own risk. Now, there are three places to turn it off fully, and I take care of that for all my site audit clients. And speaking of security, we've discovered that bots have figured out how to defeat JavaScript challenges in the Cloudflare IP firewall. So I sent out an email yesterday to all of my site audit and HTTPS conversion clients with a link to a quick video tutorial on how to make easy changes to their Cloudflare settings. This way, they'll block 25 plus countries that are the worst offenders for bad bot attacks. And that will save a ton on hosting resources, and it better protects you against a DDoS attack too. And yes, this is available on the free version of Cloudflare too. And I also updated the Cloudflare tutorials in level 2 on security of the Webmaster Training member site as well. So if you're a designer and you don't know how to properly secure a site, make it fast, and do real HTTPS conversion, you're not only running an irresponsible business, but you're missing out on paying gigs. These are the in-demand skills that savvy site owners are looking for. And that's what will separate you from the pack and get you more good paying jobs with smart clients. All right, y'all, that's the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In SEO tips, thanks to the nice folks over at Stone Temple Consulting for putting together a list of SEO changes announced by Google in 2017. I did a live stream with my DIY SEO members about it to emphasize why we're covering the topics that we are in the workshops this year. They can clearly see the trajectory that Google is on and why we must get our SEO ducks in a row right now so we are already settled when even bigger changes hit later this fall. In marketing tips, got a lot of still images? Then it will be amazingly easy for you to get on the video marketing trend. Social Media Examiner has a full tutorial on making videos from stills with Animoto, and it's free! Video is hot, 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 and it gets reach everywhere, including Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, and yes, YouTube. And Animoto is a lot of fun, too. So give it a go and share a link to the video you made with us. In image tips, are your posts image heavy? And do they all look the same? You know, same subject and same size? Well, maybe you can spice things up with some fun features in Foo Gallery. They've got a new post with 5 things you didn't know you could do with it, like hover effects and such. And did you know they had a free version? Yep, great way to try it and see how you can make your post and pages more visually interesting. You know, I really haven't said much about SVG images. SVG stands for Scalable Vector Graphics. Google wants us to use them, and they will likely be the next big thing in design, but they just really haven't caught on yet. I think they will, though. And that's why I want you to go read this post that has more info and links about why SVG is the future for images on the web. Designers, what do you think about SVG? Have you been working with them yet? Leave us a note here on the blog or anywhere you see this post online. In WordPress tips, wow! Can you believe it's been 15 years ago that WordPress was created? Wow! WB Tavern has a copy of the comment from Mike Little to Matt Mullenweg that got it all started. And being an old HTML coder myself, I was a late adopter of WordPress. I started using it in about 2008, and I became a full convert with all my sites in 2010. How about you? How long have you been a WordPress user? Did you have a site on something else prior to that? Let us know in the comments. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Show some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies to support the free info and help you get on BlogAid. And be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.